views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium. Evening, you are tuned in to Black Talk Radio News at a very different time. As you know, this broadcast of Black Talk Radio News would normally come on Monday through Fridays at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. Had to cut back on that as we took on more clients, but that meant more programming here on Black Talk Radio Network. Thank you for joining us tonight for this late night broadcast of Black Talk Radio News. Do have some important news to talk about. Try to get an interview with an activist out of North Charleston, South Carolina, concerning some video that he had posted to social media that is going viral, which shows some Arab store owners and or employees assaulting a black patron, accusing him of shoplifting. I don't know what's up with these shoplifting videos. I've done quite a few of them here lately. The first one I did was concerning Charlotte, North Carolina. I think it's Miss Misha's beauty supply store in Charlotte, North Carolina, where we saw the two Asian employees, a man and a woman, attack and assault a black woman, accusing her of shoplifting. That resulted in a boycott in the black community, not only in Charlotte, but at the location in Chicago, Illinois. That is where the owner, this is a chain of beauty stores. I don't know if they own more than two. But then we had the other video coming from Oregon, which showed a white woman who was shoplifting and was detained by a black male who appeared to be dressed as a security guard, so a store employee, and how he detained this woman who admitted that she was shoplifting. Now, this woman said, "Let me go so I can go shoplift somewhere else." Come on, y'all. So we shared that and the difference in how she was not put in a chokehold. She was not abused or anything like that. And she was detained by this black man who had a hold of her purse and the back of her hoodie and detained until the police got there. And this woman was arrested. Of course, she tried to claim that he assaulted her, but it was clear in the video that she was punching this man, kicking him. And it was plenty of witnesses. So we did that story, which showed you how to properly detain someone who's accused of shoplifting. But now we have another one of these type of videos coming out of Charleston, South Carolina. This is breaking news, by the way. It broke earlier today, maybe about 12 hours ago. About 12 hours ago. And so we have an activist, because we want to bring his name up and give him credit for his post, but activist Shakim Amin Aket posted this video online of Arab employees, and this is a store in North Charleston, South Carolina. Now, I'm going to pause there for just a second. Isn't that the same city where recently we saw Brother DeBaha, who is the chapter leader of the Black Lives Matter chapter in North Charleston? We saw him get arrested when these terrorists with these flags came to antagonize a event, which I think Bree Newsom was the main speaker there. So, but before that, what was the major event in South Carolina? I think it was Michael Slager after the North Charleston, the Emmanuel 9. I'm not sure, but Michael Slager murdered Walter Scott. And I don't think he's with the trial yet. So a lot of activity going on in North Charleston, South Carolina. Again, I don't want to repeat past events, but the slaver's flag came down. That's a terrorist flag, by the way. If a terrorist organization carried that flag, it's a terrorist flag. But in this particular video, we don't see any black on white or white on black crime. What we see is Arab on black crime. Again, this is another shoplifting video. For those who are watching the stream on our Black Talk Radio Network Facebook page, you can obviously see I have it on a loop, and we'll bring the audio up. So those who are listening on the radio stream on the station, you'll be able to hear the audio later. But it's a lot going on, and we have these Arabs who come here. Now, we typically hear this from conservatives, and I would say the far right fringes of right-wing extremism, and how they do try to use Sharia as a way to alarm Americans, so to speak, or quote-unquote Americans, and alarm them that these Muslims are bringing Sharia to the United States. I think there was a bill, I think may have been introduced here in North Carolina. It could have been introduced into Congress, if I'm not mistaken, it was, to prevent Sharia from ever being practiced in the United States. Now, I am not using it in that kind of way. For those who've been a longtime listener of Black Talk Radio News, you know I have a military background. I'm a veteran of the Gulf War, was stationed in Saudi Arabia, interacted with these people there, made lots of observations. Observations are like how they treat women, as I would even say, as property, how they treat black people and other not, people who are not citizens of that country. And there was a video that I posted earlier this week where it showed this woman had been arrested, but this was in, where was this in, Qatar or one of those Arab Gulf states where the woman, they had, I guess, tortured this black maid from Ethiopia till she jumped to her death. Now, I don't know about killing yourself over racism, but this woman laughed and this woman videotaped it and she was arrested in that country. But this was a common thing, mistreatment of black people, anti-blackness, African descended people, people who were perhaps non-Muslim, not from there. I saw Pakistanis working there in Saudi Arabia when I was stationed there in the 1990s, but they had, and they still have beheadings and things of that nature. So why am I telling you all this? Well, I'm telling you that is what you're seeing in that video. It appears that these, I don't know how long these Arabs have been in the country, obviously long enough to get a business license to operate a convenience store in the black community. But when they pull out the sword and make this black man get on his knees, mind you, that shoplifting, and again, he's innocent until proven guilty in the court of law. But even if he was guilty of shoplifting and you got it on camera, which I haven't seen them release any video, that's a petty crime in the United States. I know in Saudi Arabia, they chop off hands, they chop off heads. They just got through executing or about to execute some teenagers who will be turning, I think the youngest one is 17 now, but a couple of years ago, they were convicted of, guess what, attending protests. So I've seen that type of culture, if you will. Yes, that's the proper word to use. I've seen their culture in action in those particular countries that practice a strict form of Islam. And it's quite troubling, the things that I saw. A lot of human rights violations. I've seen videos on YouTube where I've seen obviously Afro-descended women described as servants or maid. And I remember seeing a video that went viral of this black woman strung up by her hands and being beaten. So let's not forget also the historic relationship between Arabs and African people, and also Africans who practiced Islam became Arabized, if you will, and their historic connection to the enslavement of African people. And so this story right here should really be going viral internationally. And of course, it takes some time for the mainstream media to catch up with this, but I'm bringing up this Sharia because that's what it looks like they were finna do, getting ready to do to this man. And you will hear in the audio once I play it, a black man, he appears to be black. He sounded black. being a black person, you know, and knowing how black people, the dialect of black people, he sounded like a black male, really begging these Arabs not to shoot this man. And this is before they put him on his knees, like they was going to chop off his head. Yes, this went down perhaps late last night or early this morning in North Charleston, South Carolina. And it does appear the community is organized, and I tried to arrange to have activist Shakim Amin Akhet join us tonight and do an interview with us. But he was at a planning meeting, was going to a planning meeting at 8 o'clock and did not know if he will be out by then. But the community, there has already been calls for a boycott on the community. I mean, there's other issues to this story that needs to be talked about, and I want to hear your thoughts on this main topic when we get to it. I do want to go over some of the news of the day. That'll just be very brief, but our telephone number is 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9035. I believe I already had it up there. Okay, yeah, it's up on the video screen for those who are watching the broadcast. For the listeners on the station, again, that number is 510-9025. The main topic for tonight, guns and swords in North Charleston, South Carolina. Are these guys practicing or were about to practice Sharia against this person, this black man that they were accusing of shoplifting, who pretty much was, you could hear the fear in this man's voice. I feel like this was an act of terrorism. But if you see the photo, just to give you a preview, I'm going to show you a photo of their Facebook page. Let's remove the video for a second here. This is a screenshot that activist, the brother Shakim Amin Akhet, posted or grabbed this screenshot. This is supposed to be this store's Facebook page. And, of course, let me give that information out right now, the name of the store. This is Andrew's Discount Market, which is located at 3744 Dorchester Road. And, again, this is North Charleston, South Carolina. Again, there was a meeting tonight of local community activists, called for a boycott, similar to what you see of Miss Us, Beauty Supply in Chicago and Charlotte, North Carolina. And there is a similar call for boycotts at Andrew's Discount Market, located at 3744 Dorchester Road in North Charleston, South Carolina. I mean, now, for those able to see the screen, and for those that's not, let me describe it for you. There's a screenshot that shows, and I'm going to just pull up the original post on my page so I can read it clearly for you. The brother's words. Okay, that's the wrong tab there. This is really, really disgusting. Really, yes, I have it now. Again, this is Brother Shakim Amin Akhet speaking. The video I just posted of the brother getting assaulted, kidnapped, hit with a machete. I don't think that was a machete, bro. That was a sword, possibly longer than the, what did they say, 26-inch sword that the terrorist who practiced the religion of white supremacy, James Harris Jackson is his name, who stabbed his victim, Timothy Coleman, a 66-year-old black man. This was an act of terrorism. For the first time, perhaps, in the history of the United States, a white person has been charged with terrorism for plotting an attack and carrying it out. Although he only carried it out against one victim, he planned to kill many more, but we are thankful that he did not. I mean, wow. Just look at these guys. They're grinning all holding assault weapons, and this is their Facebook page. Now, I'm not sure if this is the store, but let me just read what the brother posted. He said, the video I just posted of the brother getting assaulted, kidnapped, hit with a machete, and damn near shot in an Arab store in North Charleston last week. This is the Facebook page of the owner of the Arab store that assaulted the brother. Boycott Andrew, Discount Market, 3744 Dorchester Road in North Charleston, South Carolina. So this is the guy's, the owner's personal Facebook page. And he's standing there with a couple of other guys. They all have assault weapons. I'm looking at least three assault weapons. Let me look in closely there. See if I can zoom in on this a bit. Don't know if these are, those might be possible. No, those look like assault rifles there. I was going to say shotguns, possibly combat shotguns, but those look like assault rifles. So this is what this guy is posting on his Facebook page. And now they come to the United States. How long has this guy been here? How long have these people been here? Because it does not seem like they know what the laws are in the United States in terms of, and no, I'm not going to say that they're ignorant. These people are not ignorant. But again, we need a lot more details. Who are these people? How long have they been in the country? Are they U.S. citizens or are they here on some kind of work visa? What's going on here? Lots of details. Here we got these people seen in the video practicing Sharia or getting ready to practice Sharia against a shoplifter. He's assaulted. Several guns seen in the video. He is kicked by one of the perpetrators. And again, he was snatched around, pushed around. You can hear him pleading for his life, saying that I have the money. You can hear the black male in the background saying, don't shoot him. I mean, it's really a horrific scene here. You know, this is like, this is for real. This isn't to hype up. I'm not Alex Jones or any of those type of people that like to push propaganda so that people will hate on those who practice Islam or are Muslims. Y'all know that's not me. Y'all know that if something's wrong, I'm gonna just call it as I see it. This is not how we handle. This is not how we're supposed to handle in the United States, unless North Charleston then change their laws and they and then allow these people to practice Sharia, which I don't think that has happened, but that is what you're seeing here. Again, I spent 6-7 months. I went on advance party. So about 9 months maybe in the Gulf War in Saudi Arabia. And the video kind of reminded me of some of the videos that you will see on YouTube. I don't know if YouTube still allows those type of videos, but you'll see them posted all over the web. You can get access to them. Beheading women. It's just really disgusting place, man. Really brutal country. Severe human rights violations. And what was sickening to me is that some of the soldiers that were in my unit that deployed there, they were like, let's go ride uptown Riyadh and go watch some executions. Like, you know, but again, these were, I'm not saying anything that their skin color has anything to do with it, but their history does. And these were what's known as Caucasians, white soldiers. And they talked about this and let's go watch some people get their hands cut off and their hands cut off. I mean, what we see from the lynching pictures of African Americans, some of the pictures, the postcards, the grins that we saw of them torturing, murdering, lynching black people. It's just disgusting. So it's just hard to believe that we have people with these type of mentalities. But when you have cultures and then you have localized or let's call it religious propaganda, it can really, you know, lead to some bad outcomes, to say the least. Let's see, what time do we have here? Again, the telephone number, if you would like to make a question, ask a question, or make a comment, is 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025. There's also a 704 number. I haven't memorized that number yet. Just hit star to unmute yourself. Watch your background noise. But I'm interested in hearing people's opinions. Of course, you can also post some comments below if you would like. You're shy and you don't want to call in. Let's see. Greetings to, I think this is Mr. Cloud. Greetings to Mr. Cloud. If you have any comments and you don't want to call in, you can post those in the comment section. And if it's relevant, we'll read those on air, throw them up on the screen. So this is a very serious issue. Again, I'm calling it, you know, act of terrorism, man. Definitely Homeland Security need a copy of this vehicle. I mean, excuse me, of this video. Local police, I would be outraged to find out if these people have not been arrested for what's seen in this video. I mean, you put a person on their knees and you got what looks like, I mean, this was a long sword. A very long sword. They probably brought it from overseas. It didn't seem to be American made. And they put this man on his knees, like you see them putting women, the videos, and other, and males too, children. They execute children again in Saudi Arabia, put them on their knees at the intersections and then behead them. This has now come to America. And it's playing out, and it played out this morning in a convenience store in North Charleston, South Carolina. And the name of this store, once again, is Andrew's Discount Market. It's located at 3744 Dorchester Road, North Charleston, South Carolina. Let's see if we can get the phone number to the store so that you can use your constitutional rights to voice your displeasure at what you see in this video. See if we can find that store. Give me just a moment. Again, this is Andrew's Discount Market. It's just really disgusting, man. And I'm like, this guy is hiding in plain sight. He has no fear of being targeted. Come on. I'm not into profiling or anything like that, but we know Arabs are being profiled and Muslims are being profiled, but this guy don't have no problem on his Facebook page, standing with his friends or his cell, maybe, with assault weapons. And then what we see play out in this store, what is going on here? And this is Andrews. Let me type it in there. I was trying to copy it and paste it. It'll be quicker. Discount Market. North Charleston. South Carolina. See if we can get a phone number. Okay, looks like they removed the phone number. Probably was getting some calls, but I have a number because the internet likes to save things. The last number that I see that was good on them is 843-789-3837. That's Andrew's Discount Market in North Charleston, South Carolina. Their address again. Let me make sure these addresses match up. I did not post the address. It seems I can get the address from the post of this brother, Shakir Amin. Arquette. That is 3744 Dorchester Road, North Charleston, South Carolina. So this number says 3713 Dorchester Road, North Charleston. I doubt if it's two Andrews discount markets on the same street with different addresses. So, but the number that I have, those are different addresses, but I have a number, 843-789-3837 is a number listed for Andrews Discount Market. Perhaps it is a chain there, but I don't see how this can be allowed to stand. Again, there's already been a demand for a boycott on the community. And I'm going to play that video in just a bit. On the other side, I do need to take a station identification break, go over just some quick news items, some important news items, you know, won't get into them deeply, but we'll get to our main topic. I am coming up on a station identification break, so let me go ahead and just take that a little bit early, if you don't mind. I do want to remind you that Black Talk Radio Network and all the programming that you hear on Black Talk Radio Network is funded in part, and the platform is managed by the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project, a U.S.-based nonprofit. Therefore, your donations are tax deductible. We do have some Black Radio Stations Matter t-shirts that you can get in exchange for a donation depending on the size of the shirt. For larger shirts, obviously, we would like to get a larger donation in the shipping costs. So go to blacktalkmediaproject.org, another way that you can support the production of and distribution of independent Black media is to utilize some of the services that we provide to you, new media services, website hosting, website WordPress hosting, WordPress theme designs, customization, whole lot of services that we offer. If you would like to start your own radio station and localize it for your local area so that you can bring the people the independent media that they deserve, we can help you with all of that. Again, that is blacktalkmediaproject.org. Make a donation today if that's all you can do. We'll be right back on the other side. You're listening to Black Talk Media Project. Oh, before I go to break, I'd like to ask a question. Again, used to do BTR News at 4 o'clock p.m. I was doing it Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. So I'm thinking about bringing it back, but moving to a nighttime slot. As the primary engineer for the station, you can imagine, because you hear me on these programs, I'm broadcasting and my day is pretty busy. So it's easier for me, I guess, to do these broadcasts if I move them to like the 11 o'clock hour, of course, all times Eastern time. And we're based here in North Carolina, and see how that go. Because I have always been a person who worked third shift anyway. They call them night owls. I'm a Sagittarius, even though I'm not all into astrology or anything like that. So, give me some feedback on that. Would you like to see BTR News coming on at the 11 o'clock p.m. Slot on the available days? Because we do have Code Breakers on Wednesday night, I believe. Every other Tuesday they are on and they run up to midnight. So tell us what you think. Leave a comment, shoot us an email. Man, I'm just talking all over the break, right? So that'll be our break. Let me go into some of the news of the day. Families and friends demand a full investigation into a Durham teen's jail death. This is in North Carolina. It's a lot of activity in the Carolinas these days. But this is a teen who was found dead in a Durham jail. Shout out to Minister Paul Scott and Brother Sharif Hamid. That's their neck of the woods here in North Carolina. Apparently a teenager, what appears to be a Black female, found dead in a jail in Durham. So you can check out that article. All these articles are posted. Black Talk Radio Network built its own social media community, answering the call of some of our listeners and subscribers for an independent social media network, and just continuing trying to provide as many safe spaces for Black people as possible. So you can join BTR Community at btrcommunity.com. Just $24 a year subscription, but this is where myself and Dave and other listeners of Black Talk Radio share information. So let me see. Ross said, what an incredibly responsible and loving child she was, even choosing to take parental responsibility for her deceased brother's baby. She was a beautiful young African. I pray for her and her family gets justice in the true story, because it seems like a police cover-up to me. I am so angry about what I read. What a sad waste of a wonderful life barely started. And this is posted in article from IndyWeek.com. Family friends demand a full investigation into Durham teen's jail death. Call her a young lady for a life. All right, next story. Next story. Just want to let you know about the press release. I have resumed Political Prisoner Radio. Still in the hunt for some volunteer hosts if we want to bring back that program. But I did publish a podcast. We'll try to publish more podcasts. It was actually a video broadcast on the page Political Prisoner Radio. We had a Facebook page, but also uploaded the podcast. But there is a call. Let me open up this. Go to Political Prisoner on Facebook. This is important news concerning Political Prisoner Mumia Abu-Jamal. He has been fighting for about a couple of years to have access to the cure for hepatitis C, which they are denying to not just him, but all prisoners in Pennsylvania. So he's been fighting it through the courts, of course, aided by his attorneys. Oh, no, Facebook, not Pennsylvania. And so the Department of Correction, Pennsylvania Department of Correction, it's posted on Political Prisoner Radio, and it is a podcast. Again, still looking for some hosts to take over this. And, of course, I'll assist with technical production. So go to that page. Please subscribe to it. Get notices. Mumia's treatment expected but not yet delivered. Delayed Hep C treatment leads to death. This was sent out by friends of Mumia in a press release. Again, the Department of Correction did concede to give him the treatment, but they've delayed it, and they've waited so long since diagnosing him with Hep C that he's now got permanent irreversible scarring of his liver. He got some really bad news from the prison doctor just a couple of days ago, and he still has not gotten treatment. So they are asking the public to call Pennsylvania Department of Correction Secretary John Wetzel at 717-728-2573 and demand treatment for Mumia Abu-Jamal for Hep C. Give him the cure as soon as possible, no more delays, and then also give it to all prisoners in the Department of Corrections, the women, the men, the children who are suffering from Hep C when there is a cure. Again, these are human rights issues, so check that out. Let's see. Hollywood producer Brian Oliver gets angry and calls his Black wife a whore in a room full of people. That's an article from Ear Hustle 411. There's a scandal brewing in Hollywood. Veteran film producer Brian Oliver got into a fight with his Black wife, Amira Oliver. Some are saying that he was especially out of line because of her race. Many are saying this was racist because his wife is black, but not everything is racist. Check out the rest of that article. I don't want to get too deep into that, but the writer does bring up some interesting points. But what it seems like he got mad at, they were out at a celebrity hangout spot. Lionel Richie was in the room. They didn't say any other celebrities, and he wanted to go home. They say he was drunk, but we don't want to blame racism on drunkenness. Okay. But he was drunk. He wanted to go home. She didn't want to go home. She wanted to stay and hang out. So that's give you some context of why he tried to call her a whore. Perhaps jealous. Oh, she gonna be hanging out with these black guys, and you know, we know most people tend to be attracted to and date within their own groups. Not to say anything is wrong with interracial marriages. Grown people can be self-determining. They have that human right, and that is part of their human right to decide who they want to marry and produce, procreate with. But he appears to suspect that his wife was flirting with somebody in the room. I don't know. But as they say, sometimes when you drink alcohol, the truth comes out. And he called her a whore. Such disrespect to the black woman. Oh, wow. This is another story local here in North Carolina breaking. A federal judge overturns the North Carolina legislature's Greensboro redistricting scheme. That's coming to you from Southern Coalition. That's a North Carolina nonprofit. In the past, we've had an opportunity, actually the first year of Black Talk Media Project's existence as a nonprofit here in North Carolina, we've done some work with Southern Coalition. You find them at Twitter at SCSJ, at SCSJ. And says a judge in the Middle District of North Carolina has found that the 2015 legislative redistricting of the Greensboro City Council districts was unconstitutional. So check that out, article out. Makes you wonder if voting doesn't matter, why do they go to such lengths to change and you know, finagle voting districts and what have you? Why do they, all of these shenanigans go on? Why do they try to make it difficult for people to vote, to stack the city council or the legislature, with who they want to put in there? And it's usually done in a partisan way. So anyway, another article, Varsity Online. I am fearful not of being the victim of a terror attack. Instead, I am fearful for myself as a person of color. Terrorism makes me scared of racism. Again, this is coming to you from varsity.co.uk. As y'all know, there was alleged assault, although the news that I've been hearing it, the black male who was alleged to have killed that police officer at the parliament in the UK, that he has no ties to any of the so-called terrorist groups that the United States has designated. But I mean, for what it's worth, I'm not even going to go there. But this person is a person of color. They live over there, and they're saying that they're not really so much scared of terrorism. It's that they're scared of the repercussions of that's going to happen to black people. And I would imagine it, especially if they are Muslims in the UK, there are no prizes for guessing the intention of terrorism. It lies in the name terror, pure and simple. Terrorists utilize indiscriminate violence such as suicide bombings to generate an atmosphere of fear to help achieve their political goals. This person goes on to say, every time there is a terror attack, I am fearful not of being the victim of an attack. Instead, I am fearful for myself as a person of color. I am fearful of the reaction people will have to me after each attack. And I promise you, there is always, always a reaction. So check out that article again. That is from varsity.co. .ck, terrorism makes me scared of racism. Let me see in the next story. and we will play our video before we hit the top of the hour, put the audio to the video that we've been seeing of what I'm calling a terrorist attack in North Charleston's convenience store, Andrew's Discount Market on Dorchester Road. I'm calling that an act of terrorism. It looks like Sharia may have been involved as they wanted to, you know, appear to chop this man's head off. Who knows how far these terrorist suspects might have gone if that other person wasn't in the store to beg and plead, don't shoot him. And you know, who knows how this might have turned out. So again, the community, North Charleston, very organized activist community down there. They held a meeting tonight. They might still be in these meetings. We'll try to get some activists on. We could definitely reach out to Brother DeBaha of BLM, North Charleston. Let me see. I think that's about it that I will share. Oh, I'll close it out on some good news. There was a Amber Alert issue for a missing 11-year-old black girl from Charlotte, North Carolina on Sunday morning. Both of her guardians, which were her, I think her grandparents, yes, were killed and allegedly by their son. And I think their son also stayed there. And he, the Amber Alert went out. They had the license plate number, North Carolina plates. And this man was apprehended and stopped in Washington, D.C. By that tag. Thank you to everybody who retweeted that. It was like within hours they were able to find this young, beautiful black child, again, only 11 years old. Don't know if she witnessed the murder of her grandparents who were found dead in their home in Charlotte, and they were her guardians. Very terrible story, but at least it did not end in this, I guess what we would call fratricide if he had killed his own daughter. As another story, man, sick stuff. I wanted to end out on a good note, but then the other man in North Carolina murdered his own children. One of them he suspected was not his child because he was making accusations to the mother that, you know, perhaps I'm not the father of this child. And this guy sought to resolve his argument and his disagreement or whatever beef he had with his girlfriend. I'm not sure if his girlfriend or if they were married, but he decided to resolve it by killing his 2-year-old and 4-year-old child. Very horrific case. So I tell you, people, it's a battlefield out there. It's a jungle out there. We have to keep our heads on a swivel. Let me get that telephone number out again before we get into our main topic. If you want to comment on our main topic, again, that main topic, we have a video posted by an activist out of North Charleston, South Carolina. It shows Arab employees of the store appears to be practicing Sharia against a patron they accused of shoplifting. Another patron can be heard begging for the man's life. Now, again, I don't know. I know there are some people who I suspect of being belong to the religion of white supremacy who posted on videos like the black woman accused of shoplifting, put in a chokehold in the beauty supply store in Charlotte, North Carolina, and commenters talking about they should have shot her in the back of the head and just kill her, shoot her in the head. So I know, you know, that kind of hate, that kind of racism doesn't just live in the heart of white people. It lives also in the hearts of non-white people. And this story coming out of this, again, it's Andrew's Discount Market in North Charleston, South Carolina. It could be some racism involved. I can't say it for sure. I did not hear the N-word used, but I did not watch it through its entirety. Once I seen the sword come out, I was like, I don't need to keep watching this. Are they actually going to cut his head off? But I need to watch it all. I know some people get off on that type of stuff, but I'm not one of those people, and it's not because I'm soft either. Let me see. So But again, this screenshot, though, can y'all get over this? Check out this screenshot of this brother, I mean, excuse me, of this owner of Andrew's Discount Mart in North Charleston. Again, let me remove the video for just a second. Where's the video? Okay, hold up. There we go. This is the man's Facebook page. Now, could you imagine if these were black people? And that's why this story is so many angles we could look at this. But if these were young black males, and it don't matter that South Carolina has some pretty liberal gun laws, but let's say these were young black males with 22s, squirrel rifles, shooting squirrels or shotguns, and they was posing and all this and that, and grinning and cheesing and showing off on Facebook with these sort of pictures, man, they would arrest them. The police would have been had arrested them within 24 hours. Now, again, with all this focus that has been put on Muslims with Trump unconstitutionally trying to implement a Muslim ban, even though they're saying it's not a ban, it's a ban on the countries that they have invaded or use, let's say, rebel groups to overthrow secular governments and actually help spread Sharia in these once secular countries like Libya, like Syria. But this is in, let me see, you know, I had to go to the page, but I trust the brother is telling the truth where he got these pictures from. Y'all can go to and research this and find it yourself. But again, I'm looking to get some activists on. We'll continue to follow this story. But I mean, come on. And have the FBI not investigated them? Did this not throw up some red flags when this guy got his stuff in Arabic and his picture with his shades on and then him and his buddies with assault weapons? Okay, wow. Now, what I'm trying to say is these could be people that's on somebody's payroll as informants. I don't know. The story just looks pretty fishy to me because I've seen people being arrested just for putting ISIS flag as their background on social media. Come on, y'all. And here's these people, this owner of this store, where I guess once you enter into the store, Sharia rules apply. Apparently, if these people ain't been arrested, like they were going to behead this brother. Again, you're in America, in the United States, and it's a crooked system, still practicing slavery, but come on. That does not justify these store owners putting their hands on people, assaulting them, and definitely not pulling out guns and putting people on their knees and then pulling out what looked like a 50-inch sword. Come on now. We're going to stand for that, America. Man, this is crazy. So let's go ahead and roll the video. We got about 10 minutes to the top of the hour. So we'll have, I'm sorry, I'll remove my video. Let me go ahead and start this from the beginning and turn the sound on. And let's give this a listen in its entirety. I think it's about 4 minutes, maybe. We'll see. But this is, again, these are the Arab employees. We presume that they're all employees, but the owner of Andrew's Discount Market, excuse me, Andrew's Discount Market in North Charleston, South Carolina. And this looks like Sharia to me. I'm sorry. This looks like some of the videos I've seen in some of those areas where they practice strict forms of Islam. I've seen it on the streets of Saudi Arabia. I didn't go to the beheadings or watch people get their hands chopped off or nothing. But I did see the religious police beating people. And like if you were a little too slow getting on your knees for afternoon prayers or whatnot, they had what we were calling them the religious police. These guys had what looked like bamboo canes and they walk around and they just beating people for whatever infraction of Sharia or Wahhabism, I don't know. But I felt very uncomfortable there. I felt very empathetic for the women, especially, and all the other 9 white people who are not Arabs in that country. So, but let me go ahead and stop talking and give a listen to this video.
What the fuck you doing?
I got the money.
I got the money.
Darwin.
You know them. I ain't lying, boy. For real.
I got the fucking money, man.
You stealing from?
Shoot him.
No, don't shoot him. No, don't shoot him.
I got the money.
No, big man, don't do it. Big man, don't do it, big man. Hey, big man, calm down. Y'all calm down.
No. I got the money. Darwin.
I got the money.
Darwin.
I got the money.
Let me pause it there. Again, I don't know who was taking the video, but let's pause that for a second, if you all will allow me, and we'll answer some questions that have been posted in the comments or share those with you. This the only store we got? That's your concern, bro? This the only store we got? Do you know there was only one public bus system in where was that? The Montgomery bus boycott in Montgomery, Alabama, where black people were being mistreated, humiliated, treated like animals. Go look at some of them videos of them Arabs with the black Libyans, who were not all of the black people in Libya were African migrant workers. But go look at all those mass graves and some of them videos on YouTube of them sticking a green flag in their mouths, had them in cages, threatening them with swords and things of that nature. And your concern is that's the only convenience store you got in the community. Like, y'all can't carpool, get the churches to use the vans, use their buses to where y'all can, you know, tell the people in the community, you need to go to the store. These are the times we making store runs to where you can go shop. So I don't even know how much that's true. I imagine I could pull up in Google Maps, use Google Maps, and I could pull up North Charleston and see where, you know, other places. But come on, this the only store we got. So you willing to overlook. And like Otis says here, what's up, Brother Otis? Brother Otis says that, let me fix my screen so I can read what he said. The witness never called the police. He even implied the victim was guilty. The employees damaged my merchandise. Then the man could have stole. I get what you're saying, Otis. They did more damage abusing this black man who, again, innocent until proven guilty of shoplifting in a court of law, but they were trying to hold Sharia court right there in the store, it looks like to me. But you're right. They probably did more damage than what he put, allegedly might have put in his pocket. So it wasn't really about, to me, losing money or anything like that, because they, like other people have said, they robbing the community anyway, especially in communities that have food deserts, how they'll jack up the bills. Where they will mark up the price. Then a lot of the stuff is stale or almost outdated. And oftentimes they sell bootleg clothing and other items. Again, I've been in Saudi Arabia. Bootlegging stuff is a big industry there. People like to talk about China all the time, but it happens in these Arab countries too. And so they be selling all kind of bootleg stuff when you go into some of these stores. So, this was an act of terrorism. It was certainly an assault. Let me remove that comment. Now, Otis also says carry permits. So I assume Otis means is asking a question. Oh, I mean, it doesn't matter if they got concealed carry permits or not. And you don't need permits for assault rifles. Obviously, a long barrel rifle, you don't need any kind of permit for that. And let me speak for North Carolina or where I live. Okay. I don't think you need a permit for a long rifle. So that's not a question. The question is, though, do you get to point people? Do you point these guns at people? Pointing a gun at a person is an assault. Do you get to threaten them and sling them around and put them in fear like that? You're supposed to just detain them. The guy that wasn't trying to run, he said he had the money to pay. Well, if you got it on video, if you got so much proof, you call the police. You detain them. You don't sling them around the stores, point your weapons at them. He was actually assaulted with the sword. He hits them with the sword. This is crazy. So carry permits, it don't matter. Just because I have a concealed and carry permit does not mean I get to then just go pointing my gun at any and everybody or pistol whipping them or holding them at gunpoint to force them on their knees so somebody else can assault them with a sword. This is crazy. This is a crime. This is a crime. And then again, the owner posting Facebook a post of him all on Facebook with guns. I take that as a threat to the black community. Let's see. Somebody wants the email address. Mr. Cloud says, email me that address. All right, we will email that to you, but let me give it out one more time. Let me see. We're coming to the top of the hour. We'll take a break. Again, if you have any questions or comments, you can give us a call at 866-510-9025 or 704-802-5056. Hit star to unmute yourself, but watch your background noise and we'll come to you as soon as possible. So what was I about to do? Let me just go to break. Oh, yeah, I was going to get that address out one more time. That's right. Let's give that out. Let me get to the page posted by the brother in South Carolina. And I hear the person on the board. I'm going to come to you. Give me just a moment. Let's go to the top of the hour and come up out on the other side of the break. But let me give that address again from Mr. Cloud. And it's also Mr. Cloud. It should be posted if I didn't post it in the comment section. I'm going to make sure if I did not, I'll post it there later. Okay, so this is Andrew's Discount Market, 3744 Dorchester Road, North Charleston, South Carolina. I imagine you could look in the white pages and find the telephone number if you like to call the owner up at the store and tell him what you think about the actions that you witness on video occurring in this store. You're listening to Black Talk Radio News. My name is Scotty Reed. Thinking about broadcasting from 11 p.m. On the weekdays. Let's get some feedback on that as we've usually been an afternoon program. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses. And welcome back to Black Talk Radio News. We lost our caller. Don't be shy. Sorry that we couldn't go to you right away. We do have to stay on a schedule, and we were at the top of the hour for our station identification break. And again, the station is Black Talk Radio Network. We do have a podcasting platform as well where you can find other independent black media radio stations, or I should just say black radio stations, at blacktalkradionetwork.com. Again, the platform is managed by the U.S.-based nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. We're right here in North Carolina. You can make a tax-deductible gift or donation. You can find all of our information on our website at blacktalkmediaproject.org, our mailing address, and what have you. So if you got a, I think we may have our caller back. If you have a question or comment, again, it's 866-510-9025 and then hit star to unmute yourself. We have a call from 757. If you would like to share your name, please, by all means, and share your question or comment. Say that again. You were coming in a little low. Oh, what's going on, Otis? What's going on?
Hey, I was asking about the guns in the video. That guy was flashing that gun all around and sticking it in his rear of his pants, you know, doing that video that was going on. That's what I was
saying. In the store?
Yes, in the store, in the live video. He was pushed, holding that handgun, tripping it all around, and in the guy's face, that thing could have gone off anytime.
That's true. It's crazy.
And I still want to know, there was no follow-up, and police never came there?
I was trying to get with one of the local activists, but they were going to a meeting at 8:00 and they weren't sure if they could come on at 10. I never did hear back from them. So I just went ahead with this broadcast because people need to know. And we'll look to get some of those activists on the rest of this week. So I can't answer those details. I haven't had an opportunity to put in some more research, but we'll try to have those details for you. The activist has not said anything on social media about them being arrested. So I would assume the answer is no, Otis.
Okay, thanks, Mark. Keep up the work, man. Like I said, I'll keep digging through to see what's coming.
All right.
All right. Take care.
You too. Stay safe behind these enemy lines of USA, Inc. All right. Let's see. We don't have any more questions or comments. We will get ready to conclude this broadcast of BTR News. Again, you please subscribe to the YouTube channel, Black Talk Radio. Become a subscriber. You can get updates of when we post all the different videos that we upload to that channel. If you're on Facebook, follow us at BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com. Not only like the page, but make sure you follow it. Click on the one that say see first in your timeline. All right, because we do not put out a lot of frivolous stuff, but we try to put out information that you can use. And, of course, you'll get updates on every program that is streaming on Black Talk Radio or podcast that is posted at BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com. You can also get those same updates through our Twitter page at Black Talk Radio. Again, all of this is made possible. This Black Public Media is made possible through the efforts of the U.S.-based nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. Visit us online at blacktalkmediaproject.org. Make a donation today. If you're looking for independent Black social media, visit us at btrcommunity.com. Peace and blessings to all y'all. Be safe out there. Again, we will keep you updated on this breaking news of Sharia breaking out in this North Charleston convenience store. Again, this is Andrews. We want a boycott. And there's a call for a boycott in North Charleston. The store is Andrews Discount Market, 3744 Dorchester Road. Again, North Charleston, South Carolina. Y'all brothers and sisters, be safe down there. Y'all certainly are active and in the struggle. And y'all keep it real. Let me just leave it like that. And we want to know how we can have your back here in North Carolina. And again, the diaspora, we just got to ask for help. What do y'all need in North Charleston? I'll probably be back on air. Let me see what is today. It's Monday. Tomorrow is Tuesday. So just subscribe to the channel and you'll see some updates. Peace and blessings to all. Y'all be safe out there.